It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Boulder naturalist Steve Jones on a winter hike with the Boulder County Audubon Society's teen naturalists.
I'm Steve.
Lucian.
And here comes Owen and Aaron. We're going to go up Dowdy Draw Trail, which is almost 2 miles to where you see those big ponderosa pines. And I would like all the teen naturalists. Y'all good?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a bird up there.
Oh yeah, there's a bird up there.
It's a Townsend's solitaire.
Yeah, it's right in that cottonwood tree. It's a gray bird. It has faintly like highlighted wing bars.
It's a type of thrush.
Sometimes they make this really beautiful warbling call.
Yeah.
Oh, down it goes.
Bye. It's really pretty waterfall. It's got like iced over. It's really pretty. Kind of like in the movie Frozen, the big waterfall. It kind of looks like that, except shorter.
We're going to go cross country. See those two towers on top of the ridge? That's where we're headed. Just follow the stream up and we'll all just sort of stay roughly together.
Oh, there's a magpie.
A bunch of magpies calling.
Magpies may be the size of a crowish, with a really long tail, a black head, white belly, and white patches in the wings. You can hear the magpies call. It's a distinctive chee-chee-chee. Similar to a crow's, but shorter and harsher with multiple notes.
The coolest thing about black-billed magpies is that their black feathers have this greenish-purple iridescence to them.
Like oil on water.
Exactly.
Like this feather.
Yeah,
that's the magpie.
This elk scat is really wet. Big clumps. It looks like a herd just moved through here last night.
So there's these two up on the ridge, and wow, he's gorgeous.
We're headed up toward the top of Flat Orange Vista here and just going by a bachelor herd of three giant bull elk staring right at us. That must be 8 points on each side, isn't it?
I think so.
Those antlers weigh a lot.
Like 40 pounds.
If you've ever felt an elk antler, you can imagine carrying two of those on your head. Like, yeah, knock you over.
I've never seen that before. A black-billed magpie just landed on one of the elk up here. Still there.
So one of the magpies flew onto the back of one of these elk, probably to feed off ticks or lice or any other insects that might live on the elk. There's a deer, wow.
It's a mule deer.
On the top of that ridge there's the elk, but there's a deer going straight up directly towards them. Look at the size difference between the elk and the deer.
Almost half the size. You look at it, it looks like a dog's coming up to these elk. The magpie is still perched on that elk.
Yep.
Right on the neck there. There's another magpie on the ground there. And yeah, there's a magpie on one of the mule deer.
Yep.
It's cool to see this behavior.
Three species all
just together. Living together.
Yeah.
The Boulder Audubon Society's teen naturalists and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.